For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's plea deal with the Russia probe may be broken, but he may have an ace in the hole when it comes to those federal charges. Signaling a pardon is still a possibility for Manafort. The president tells the New York Post it's not off the table. He says he hasn't discussed a pardon, but he did ask a lawyer during an interview, "Why would I take it off the table?" That as word emerges that the president's lawyers have been talking with Manafort's attorneys all during the time that Manafort has been talking with special counsel under the terms of his plea agreement. Prosecutors this week said Manafort has lied to them and violated the deal. The president wrote to the Mueller team that he was never told about WikiLeaks and the DNC emails or the meeting at Trump Tower with the Russian lawyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The DOJ is going after hackers. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The Department of Justice is going after some international computer hackers and scammers. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announced that two Iranian men have been indicted by a federal grand jury.
The defendants allegedly hijacked victims' computers and shut them down until the victims paid a ransom. The conspirators collected more than $6 million in extortion payments and caused more than $30 million in losses.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
4, 3, 2, 1. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
The national Christmas tree lighting kicked off the holiday season with President Trump and First Lady Melania switching on the lights at the White House. The national Christmas tree is a living Colorado blue spruce that's surrounded by 56 smaller trees. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Ivanka Trump is defending her use of a private email for official government business. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Presidential daughter and advisor Ivanka Trump says in an interview there is really, in her words, no equivalency between what she's done and Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Ivanka Trump says when it comes to her emails,
they're all stored on the White House system. So everything has been preserved. Everything's been archived.
In the interview with ABC's Good Morning America, Ivanka Trump also said she believes the Russia probe should continue.
But I want it to be done in a way in which nobody could question that it was hurried or rushed. So I think it absolutely should reach its conclusion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The family of a man murdered by mistake at a mall in Hoover, Alabama, wants answers. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
We ask for patience.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies that were investigating this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.